This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A Russian barrage has pounded apartment buildings and other targets in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing more than a dozen people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Firefighters walk over an expanse of rubble and twisted metal as a crushed car sits in the foreground. A large plume of smoke is still rising from the middle of an apartment block, which has been totally flattened by Russian strikes. 73-year-old Tatiana Lazunko, who lives in the building, described the moment of the attack. "We didn't know what was happening. If we weren't in this place, I don't know what would have happened to us. Between the walls, here's the chair, and everything was flying, and I was screaming." The rockets that pounded Zaporizhia overnight damaged at least 20 private homes and 50 apartment buildings. At least 40 people were hospitalized. The city of Zaporizhia is under Ukrainian control, but is in a region that Moscow has claimed as its own. The multiple strikes came after an explosion which caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking Crimea with Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least three Buddhist temples near the site of the mass shooting and a knife attack at the Thailand daycare center held ceremonies Sunday to honor 36 victims of Thursday's violence. The gun and knife attack on the Young Children's Development Center in Utai Sawan was Thailand's deadliest mass killing. It robbed the small farming community of much of its youngest generation. The former police officer who stormed the building killed two dozen people at the daycare before taking more lives as he fled. Police say he killed his wife and child before committing suicide. And Germany's foreign minister is calling for the European Union to ban entry and freeze assets of those responsible for what she described as brutal repression against anti-government protesters in Iran. This is VOA News. Hurricane Julia touched down on Nicaragua's Caribbean coast early Sunday morning in the U.S. This according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. It carried with it the threat of flash flooding and mudslides across Central America. The weather agency said maximum sustained winds were estimated at 140 kilometers per hour when the storm made landfall near the Laguna de Perlas area at 7:15 UTC. Julia is classified as a Category 1 storm on the low side of the five-tier Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. It's expected to move across Nicaragua on Sunday before traveling near or along the Pacific coasts of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala through Monday. Pope Francis on Sunday made an impassioned defense of migrants, calling their treatment by governments as scandalous, disgusting, and sinful. He made the remarks as a new right-wing government comes to power in Italy with the promise of cracking down on immigration. Francis made his comments as he canonized a 19th-century bishop known as the Father of Migrants and a 20th-century man who ministered to the sick in Argentina. In Italy, Giorgia Meloni is expected to become prime minister later this month. She's promised accelerated repatriations and tighter asylum rules. Meloni has also called for a naval blockade of North Africa to prevent migrants from sailing and for renewed curbs on charity rescue ships. An Italian heritage group in Pennsylvania is vowing to appeal a judge's ruling allowing the removal of a statue of Christopher Columbus from a Pittsburgh park. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Attorneys for the Italian Sons and Daughters of America argue Pittsburgh's mayor doesn't have the power to override an ordinance passed by the city council in 1955 that cleared the installation of the Christopher Columbus statue. On Friday, the judge ruled that because the statue is in a city-owned park, it represents government speech and can be removed. The statue has been vandalized numerous times and is now wrapped in plastic. I'm Julie Walker.
Austrian President Alexander von der Bellen secured a second six-year term in office by winning more than half of the 50% of the vote, rather, in an election on Sunday to avoid a runoff. This according to initial projections issued soon after voting closed. Neither of the main centrist parties fielded candidates in the election. Senior figures from both backed von der Bellen, a 78-year-old former leader of the Green Party. The far-right Freedom Party was the only party in parliament to put forward a candidate against the president. Once again, our top story this hour, a Russian barrage has pounded apartment buildings in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, killing more than a dozen people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.